So these are data that were presented actually from at the ERS recently. So they're not published yet, but they're very exciting data. Another drug targeting IL-33, tozorakimab, which targets the cytokine, both the reduced and oxidized form. This is actually an interesting study. It was short, but the primary endpoint was to look at patients with COPD, history of exacerbation, and particularly looking at lung function. It was a six-month study, and the primary endpoint was looked at 12 weeks. Pre-bronchodilator FEV1 was the primary endpoint. The secondary endpoint was the post-bronchodilator FEV1 and COMPEX, which is a very important endpoint that can reflect high exacerbation risk. So this study was not large enough, not long enough to look at exacerbation. It wasn't the primary endpoint. What is interesting is when you look at lung function, and there is a nice graph in the poster, lung function was slightly superior with improvement with tozi, but it was not statistically significant. And as you see, it crosses the line. But however, when you look at the exacerbation history, those who have two or more exacerbation tended to have a significant effect with the drug versus placebo. This was given once a month injection subcutaneously. Furthermore, when they looked at post hoc analysis, looking at either those patients with one hospitalization or two or more moderate exacerbation, there's a trend that the more severe patients would respond better to this biologic. Again, on lung function improvement, and I'll show you on the COMPEX in a minute. When they look at the eosinophil cutoff, there was no requirement for people with high eosinophil to be in this study. They all had chronic bronchitis, though. More than 150 cells tend to be associated with a better response. And I think the data in phase 3 trial, we will have to look more about whether that is a requirement for response to this drug or not. And interestingly, whether it's current smokers or former smokers, albeit these are small numbers, obviously, there was a trend that both groups improve, at least from lung function point of view.